Hello, and welcome back to your Wednesday Miracle Moment, or should I say Miracle Episode? I'm just interviewing so many truly groovy people these days. I'm just going to have episodes for you that are curated, that are beautiful, and that will introduce you to people who are creating great beauty in the world. And this guest this time is no exception. Her name is Rohini Walker, and I just want to describe to you from her website how she got her name. It's absolutely gorgeous. So she was born in Kolkata, India, under a summer waning gibbous moon, and was named after Rohini, the celestial goddess and beloved of Chandra, the Indian moon god. She was nicknamed Moon after her maternal grandmother, Muna, and that lunar connection has been a guiding thread throughout her life. She honestly is just an incredible human being and really lives, I think, truly in the liminal space with all that she does. All of her work is offered from a trauma-informed lens, and she weaves in modalities that she learns and has learned throughout her life because she, like me, is a lifelong student and practitioner. She does a lot of decolonial and liberation medicine. What that means is she gets people to understand the stories they've created, the worlds they inhabit, and how a lot of it has been formed by colonization and by the stories and themes that the colonial overseers, those who have created those colonial stories, have kind of been feeding us and telling us are the truth. So her work is very deep. It can go to some really dark places, but Rohini has the strength and integrity and passion and commitment to continue on doing it. I'm just giving you a little bit of an idea of who she is, and now I'm going to let her take over because she has a gorgeous voice and she's going to be able to tell you so much more clearly just who she is and all about the work that she's doing. So without further ado, here's my next gorgeous guest, Rohini Walker.
Everything would just be like this vast, really alive stillness and silence around me where I was happening, the world was happening, the door is here, the window is here, the couch is here. Like the world, it was all arising from this really like vibrating, teeming source of something, and I was in it, and it was in me and everything.
Ask you the main question of the podcast. I love this because you're so easy to talk to and so interesting, and I feel like we could talk forever. But I would love for you to share, you know, I've had people share three stories, one story of something that you've considered to be maybe magical, miraculous, or mysterious that's happened in your life. And I've heard everything under the sun. So Joker's wild.
Well, I mean, there's so much. I was like, what answer shall I? And I'm just like, whatever wants to come through in the moment, because there's a lot to choose from. What's coming through for me right now is like this experience, and I haven't ever shared this in a public forum format before, so that speaks to you just being really easy to talk to. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna talk about this. Just a very couple of people and close people in my life I've spoken to, because it's hard to kind of give language to, really. but I'll do my best to be coherent in this. When I was young and I had a very traumatic childhood, and my childhood wasn't particularly pleasant, fun, and I would often have, wanting to just leave this earthly plane from a very young age. Whenever I would get into those really heavy spaces of like, I just want to die, occasionally I would have this very interesting experience. And like, I've come to kind of understand it more now as an adult, and have meaning around it. But I would just get there spontaneously an experience of just, there would just be, everything would just be like this vast, really alive stillness and silence around me, where I was happening, the world was happening, the door is here, the window is here, the couch is here, like the world, it was all arising from this really like vibrating, teeming source of something, and I was in it, and it was in me and everything, and like my senses just became so heightened. And the only way, like, I've described it to my husband, I'd call it like the rushing, because it was just this silence, but it was like this roaring silence, which is the name. There's actually a book called The Roaring Silence. It's like a Zen Buddhist book, I think. But it was just like this, it was everything. And everything was emerging from it. And everything was made of it. And I had this really palpable experience of that. But at that age, I was like, you know, 6, 7, 8, my neurology and my nervous system had no place to locate it, no way to, and this is when I was, you know, being socialized into the world. And plus there's a lot of trauma in my life. And I felt like if I allowed myself to just be in it, I was just going to get swallowed up into it. So I just would just go into like, just shake my body out of it and be back in this physical experience. So I used to have that. And that would be so as I've kind of walked down the path of what my life is and come to understand that experience of that kind of non-dual experience of the field, whatever you want to call it, source, all that is. And just this, there was just the sense of it, the experience of it was just palpable stillness, presence, something else is here. And that this experience, these difficult experiences that I'm having, it's like, it's okay. And there's something else here. There's something else holding me. There's something else that I'm part of. And I guess that has been like a really, it's been a really defining experience for me. And I've had, like in my adult life, I've had similar kinds of experiences when I've been in like online retreats and things, silent retreats. And it's that same sense of like, wow. And my body vibrating, like I can feel every single atom and particle of me is just this vibrating mass that there is no me. That's one.
Now, was I telling the truth about what an incredible human being Rohini is and how much she has to contribute to the world? As she says on her website, her role is to walk alongside you with curiosity, compassion, and courage. towards the reclamation of your innate wholeness, the treasure buried in your bones. Now, there will be a link to Rohini's website, her Substack, and the incredibly gorgeous publication that she co-creates, Luna Arcana. To be honest, I am grateful she's in the world, bringing her embodied and gorgeous presence to all of us and sharing her stories, you know, yet still believing in the world despite what happened in England and despite the pain and trauma that happened there. So be sure to do a deeper dive to check out all that she's involved in. I just want to say thank you to everyone. As you know, I'm always asking for ratings and reviews, no matter where you listen. And that's really important these days. I'm trying to get this podcast full of hope, full of happiness, and reminders that the world is beautiful out to more people. And ratings and reviews help with that. Thank you for listening. And here's my one request. Be like Rohini. I mean, she did. She suffered extreme trauma at a young age. She suffered trauma witnessing what happened to her family. Yet still she perseveres. Yet still she moves forward. Yet still she tells us there is hope. And she's willing to do the deep dive with each and every one of us to remind us that truly this world in the end is a gorgeous place. So no matter what kind of trauma you have suffered, what kind of experiences you've had, be like Rohini and know, just know that this world is a good place. It's a beautiful place. And it's a place where we can all rise, where we can all become what we are meant to become and help others do the same. I mean, here we go. You know I'm always talking about my army, and I'm going to bring everyone along. Let's create an army of beauty, of belonging, of compassion, and great, great conviction.